Get nightly updates on COVID-19's impact in Chicago and nationwide. A WGN-TV News special report, the COVID-19 pandemic, Monday night and every weeknight at 10:30.
It's the Rokan Show right here, 720 WGN. One of the big stories that happened earlier today concerning the COVID-19 outbreak was the closing of the northern border, the closing of the border for non-essential reasons to Canada. That is the first time that has happened, I would imagine, since the War of 1812 would be my guess about the last time that actually occurred. The former ambassador to Canada is Bruce Hayman. He is a Chicagoan, and he's joining us right now. And first of all, let's talk about the economic impact of that. You're a former Goldman Sachs executive, and I want to get your take on the global economy right now. But before we do that, let's talk about the impact that this border closing will have on the U.S. and Canadian economy.
So, you know, we don't know, by the way. This is a real first since Canada was founded in the mid-1800s. And so we basically don't know how this will impact the economy. Canada is our best trading partner. And I say best because it's balanced. We buy and sell about as much with each other back and forth. So there's no big budget trade deficit or surplus. But I think that's about ready to change. Some large part of trade that takes place for the United States are services. And these services are a result of people and people traveling back and forth. And so we are going to have to readapt to a technological world and do these services just, you know, through technology, through phones and through computers, and less face-to-face work where there have been presentations, lawyers and accountants and architects and designers and everything you can imagine on the service side. Canada is a huge acquirer of our services. They have 120 border crossings with us, and on the average day when the economy was going well and things were fine, about 400,000 people would go across that border back and forth, but mainly Canadians coming to the U.S. to shop in our stores, to visit our country. One of our largest tourist destinations for Chicago are Canadians coming here. And, of course, they go to Florida and Arizona throughout the winter months. And so this tourism is basically shut down. The Prime Minister said Canadians come home, and they're going to come home, and they're basically shutting down now non-essential travel to the United States.
There will be still some hard good trade coming across the border, right? Because there's wood,
correct,
there's dairy products, there's all those things.
Correct. So there will be hard good trade, but that hard good trade is, you know, subject to demand. And so if we're shutting down factories, remember, there are one of our most significant manufacturers of automobiles that we make together, where 50% of the automobile content that they manufacture in Canada is U.S. content. But we're now shutting down these automobile plants left and right. So this trade is going to fall off. Also, they sell oil to us. But now with the collapse in the price of oil, they're completely unprofitable in the oil sands in Calgary and Alberta. And so that's going to shut down. So I think trade's going to shrink pretty substantially. Now, food goods and medical goods and these kinds of things, I think, will continue as long as we're in our factories making it. But, you know, if we're sheltered in home or quarantined in home, that won't be happening either.
All right. As someone who's very well versed in economic theory and how all of this works, they're talking about a $1 trillion relief package coming out of Washington, including quantitative easing. That means essentially printing of money, right? So what do you think will happen here in terms of stabilizing the economy? Let's just look ahead 2 months. Let's say that we start to see a diminution of transmission here in 2 months and things start to stabilize and businesses start to reopen. How long could it take us to crawl out of this, Bruce Hayman?
I think it could take longer than people think. And people talk about economic events in letter. They use these letter shapes because you can visualize it pretty well. So picture a letter V, that you go down hard, but you go up hard. And then picture a letter U, where it goes down and curves around and takes a while and then comes up. And then picture the letter L, where you go down and you flatline it for a while. So those are the three letters that a lot of economists, in really simple terms, think about when they think about going into a decline and a recession. We're clearly in the decline. We're clearly going to have an economic pullback, whether it's deemed recession or anything else. We're definitely having the downside on all those three letters. Now the debate is, does it come snap straight up? Does it curve around like the U and come up a little later? Or does it stay low and we have low economic activity for a while? What we don't know is this virus. As you said, what if it gets better for a few months and then we get into flu season again in the fall and just have to adapt to this kind of lifestyle, unfortunately, until we figure out how to live with it or get a vaccine. And so the uncertainty of it all will cause people not to snap back right away. So I am not a believer in a sharp V. I think it's at best a U, and it may be an elongated U. We're going to come out of it at some point, and we'll be fine. The question is for how long. We haven't had a bear market in 11 years. It started March 9th of 2009. Looks like it ended about that date in 2020. The average bear market is about a 33% decline. The decline we had in 2008 was about 53, 54, 55%. So if this is like 2008-9, it could be, we could still have a ways to go. The other thing is we are fighting this with monetary policy out of the Fed and fiscal policy, spending, as you said, money out of the Senate and the House.
We lost him right there. That's a former ambassador to Canada, Bruce Hayman. He's a Chicagoan, also an executive at Goldman Sachs. So he's explained that. We'll try to get more of whatever that important answer was, and we thank him for his time here. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we are going to play. We will continue to play Stump the Chef. We'll do that right after the top of the hour here. We'll get a contestant, and then we have a chef that's going to join us at the end of the 4 o'clock hour. News in 2 minutes.